Welcome. Today we're heading to Asturias and the Picos de Europa in Spain's green north, a journey shaped by Atlantic light, limestone mountains, village life, and food with real regional character. This is not a place to race through. The pleasure is in linking coast and high country slowly, then leaving room for a long lunch, a change in weather, or an unplanned viewpoint. Start with Oviedo, a compact, handsome city whose old streets make an easy first introduction. It is a useful base for settling into Asturian rhythms before the landscape begins to pull you outward. Asturias feels noticeably different from the sun-drenched image many visitors carry of Spain. Hills are intensely green, clouds move quickly across the sky, and the Atlantic gives even ordinary roads a shifting, cinematic light. Then there is the coast, fishing towns, beaches tucked beneath cliffs, and headlands where the sea seems to occupy the whole horizon. Don't treat it as a detour from the mountains, it is half the story. Inland, the Picos de Europa rise abruptly from the surrounding valleys. Their pale limestone walls, deep gorges, and high pastures can feel almost alpine, yet the sea is never as conceptually far away as it seems. The best moments may be small ones, cowbells in a valley, mist resting on a ridge, or a village square after rain. A rigid checklist misses that atmosphere, so choose fewer stops and linger. For a short first visit, give Oviedo one full day. Walk the historic center, absorb the city's calm pace, and use the evening to enjoy a traditional meal without immediately packing in another long drive. Next, spend two or three nights closer to the Picos de Europa. Base yourself in a valley or mountain village, take one carefully chosen walk, and reserve time for short scenic drives rather than trying to conquer every road. After that, turn toward the Asturian coast for two nights. Pick one coastal area, explore a town and nearby viewpoints, and let the final day stay flexible. That balance makes the route feel like a journey rather than a transfer. A car offers the most freedom in rural Asturias, especially for mountain villages and trailheads. But rail and buses can work well for selected city and coastal links. Check local arrangements before you go, because connections and conditions vary. One practical caution: mountain roads reward patience. They can be narrow, winding, and slowed by weather, livestock, or simply the temptation to stop for a view. Build in more time than the map suggests. Food here is part of the landscape. Fabada, the rich bean stew, suits cooler days. Cabrales cheese carries the force of the mountains, and seafood along the coast reminds you how central the Atlantic is to local cooking. Cider is another Asturian ritual, often poured with a flourish. Enjoy it as a local tradition, not a performance to demand. Ask for guidance, notice the pace of the place, and let meals be unhurried. Late spring through early autumn is generally the most comfortable window for walking and exploring, but Atlantic and mountain weather can turn quickly. Bring layers, sturdy footwear, and a plan that can adapt without frustration. Stay on marked trails, respect protected landscapes, park thoughtfully, and remember that villages are lived-in communities, not outdoor museums. A quiet, low-impact visit helps preserve exactly what makes this region so compelling. The useful takeaway is simple. Asturias works best when you make time for both its coast and its mountains. Let the route breathe, eat locally, and travel with care. Thanks for listening and safe travels.